On an outing in Alaska, commentator Heather Lendy encountered another type of wildlife and considered herself the endangered species.
My husband saw the bears first. They were about 60 feet away on the riverbank. There were six, two large, two medium, and two small. Alaskan brown bears keep their cubs 2, even 3 years. This was probably two mothers with their offspring. The biggest one swung around and looked at us with fury in her eyes. My husband whispered, "Faster, pedal, faster," which is why we took off together like Lance Armstrong and Jan Ulrich sprinting for the really big finish line, the one without a second-place ribbon. Oh, dear God, I prayed, hoping there really is a heaven. All these years of going to church, and now I'm not sure? This is not good. Then I remember a sermon about free will and put my head down and hammer. My husband and I are still in love, most of the time, after 22 years of marriage and 5 kids. But now I'm thinking he can ride faster than me, and I'm between him and a bear, and, well, I wondered what... Pedal! He yelled at this time, and I quit thinking about that and thought about how awful a bear mauling would be and was so scared I couldn't breathe. The bear was coming at us hard, and even though I tend to exaggerate, I am not now. I was sure we were going to be killed or at least badly hurt. We hit 25, 27, then 29 miles an hour. It's amazing how easy a charging bear makes that seem. Then I remember, and truly, all this is going through my head so fast it's like speed dreaming, the story my grandfather told about clocking a bear running at 30 miles an hour. For just a second, I wonder how long a bear can run that fast. But it's only a second, because I'm sure the bear is going to swat me off my bike and rip me open like a dead fish. I am too terrified to look back. So I have no idea how close the bear came to eviscerating me. My husband says she veered off and ran into the woods after about 30 yards, and he never exaggerates. When I told my friends at the bakery the next day, Craig, a hunting and fishing guide, said, "You were really lucky. 3 times. I got the message, and haven't been near the river since. I also bought a canister of bear repellent pepper spray, but I hope I'm never close enough to another angry bear to need it. Besides, there's plenty of room in Alaska for all of us."
The comments of Heather Lendy, a columnist for the Anchorage Daily News, heard here thanks to member station KHNS in Haines, Alaska.